The Firebird project, as I mentioned before, there are two satellites up there at the moment, TET satellite and the BIROS satellite. The German Aerospace Centre has invested over 300 million euro in this research program. They launched the first satellite in 2001, and there's two satellites up there now, TET and BIROS. And with Gary Quinn and ESS WeatherTech, we should have a direct downlink in Melbourne in the next couple of months, so that for this next fire season, we can get that data direct to our emergency services, ideally here in Victoria. And I'd like to chat with you at a later date, Amanda, because I've met with Craig Lapsley a number of times, and he's told me once we've got the ground link set up, to go to him in order to be able to get funding to do some pretty good research over at least a three-year period. And we're the only organisation in Australia that will get that direct access to that information, which is pretty exciting. So the aim of those satellites, the aim would be to have enough satellites up in a constellation so that we would have something similar to the weather radar that we're familiar with today. You know, every 6 minutes you get an update, you can see where the rain's heading, the intensity of the rain. So the idea is to have enough of these infrared satellites so you'd have the same for fire. A 10-minute update rate would be more than suffice for what the emergency services require. When there are major bushfires in Australia, the winds are so strong, no aircraft can go up and fly. They are blind. But satellites, the wind doesn't affect them.